takeaway.org.
Thanks, John. Vermont's House votes today on a controversial bill that would legalize gay marriage in the state. Now, the bill comes under fire from the Vermont governor, Jim Douglas. He says that if the House passes the bill, he will veto it. Douglas's statements have drawn both praise and condemnation.
I believe our civil union law serves Vermont well, and I would support congressional action to extend those benefits at the federal level to states that recognize same-sex unions. But like President Obama and other leaders on both sides of the aisle, I believe that marriage should remain between a man and a woman.
So that's Vermont Governor Jim Douglas. Ross Sneed is a news editor for Vermont Public Radio, and he's been covering this story. Ross, welcome. Vermont made same-sex unions legal back in 2000. Why is there still a battle going on about legalizing gay marriage?
Well, in 2000, as you suggest, they did authorize civil unions, but the debate now is whether that goes far enough. And the advocates say it doesn't, that it should be full marriage. And so Vermont is having a debate right now about whether to take that final step. And there are, as we know, two states that already authorize this, Massachusetts and Connecticut. Vermont would be the first state where the legislature actually initiated this if it becomes law. California did this in 2005, but Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed it. We have that same veto threat here, but there is an effort to override the veto if it comes to that.
So get us up to speed with the key characters in this debate here in Vermont for gay marriage.
Well, as you've already said, the key character at the moment is Governor Jim Douglas. He has said that he will veto the bill. He doesn't normally say in advance what he's going to do on a bill, but he said he needed to get out front on this one because it had become a distraction and the legislature wasn't able to deal with economic issues. The Democrats control both the House and the Senate in Vermont. Jim Douglas is a Republican. The Democrats have wide majorities in both the House and Senate. This bill passed the Senate last week with an easy, comfortable, I should say, margin, 26-4. You need two-thirds vote to override a veto, and so they need 20 votes in the Senate. The bill goes to the House today. It will be debated on the floor today. And the parlor game in Montpelier is whether they will get the two-thirds needed to override the governor's veto.
What are Vermonters saying about this debate at this point in time?
Well, 9 years ago, let me just go back to that real quickly, there was a huge debate over civil unions. Vermont was the first state that had done this. The Vermont Supreme Court had ruled that the marriage statutes did not were unconstitutional because they did not cover same-sex couples. And so there was a debate at the State House, and thousands of people showed up, and it became a huge issue in the campaigns. This year, it's been a much quieter debate. There was a big public hearing a few weeks ago. About 1,000 people turned out. That was maybe a third of the number of people who showed up for a pair of public hearings in 2000. The debate seems to be much more civil this time. There seems to be less head-to-head with people, but there's still a lot of controversy. There have been a number of outside groups that have come in and have tried to persuade legislators to vote one way or the other. There also has been a sense that this is going to go through, that because there are these big majorities of Democrats in the House and Senate, that it'll be approved fairly easily. And so it's become really a battle for the vote of one man, which was Jim Douglas, and now the House leaders, which is where the debate will really take place on override. That's where it's focused right now. Will they be able to get 100 or more votes?
Right. Ross, you did a great job of giving us a really good broad span of opinion here. So let's listen to one of the Vermonters that you spoke to recently.
We had the civil union thing, which gives them just about everything that they want or need. And I still think that marriage is between a man and a woman.
And this is Charlene Wallace.
I just think it's an equality and civil rights issue. And I'm in a lesbian relationship, and I've been in one for 19 years, and I don't have the same rights as everyone else, even though I'm in a civil union. So I don't have the same tax rights. I had to do special paperwork for power of attorney and my will and that sort of thing. And it's really important to have everyone be offered the same rights.
So, Ross, you're right across this story. So you're predicting that gay marriage is going to pass in Vermont?
Well, most of the people who spend time in the State House believe it will actually pass the House. But the debate really does come down to the number of votes that it will have. Governor Douglas will veto. And let me give you just kind of the lay of the land. It will have to go through the House today, a second vote in the House tomorrow, expected to pass. It'll have to go back to the Senate because there were some amendments. So assuming the Senate goes along with those amendments, it'll be sent to the governor. He'll have 5 days to veto the bill. He says he'll do it quickly. It'll go back to the House, and there's 150 people in the House. They have to get two-thirds of those present and voting to vote in favor of an override for it to become law. There seems to be a fair consensus that an override vote is going to happen in the Senate. Here's an interesting twist in Vermont. As I said, it's two-thirds of those present and voting, so it doesn't necessarily have to be 100 representatives who vote to override. If some of them decide to take a walk, if you will, might have an appointment just by chance outside the building on the day of the veto override, it would take fewer than 100 votes. And there are some supporters who are trying to persuade opponents who might be a little bit leaning toward them to not just not show up on the day of the veto override.
Ross, really quickly, what's the speculation in Vermont? Does Jim Douglas, the governor, have national aspirations? Is that why he's vetoing here, or is it a principled, possibly religious stand?
It's a principled stand. I wouldn't necessarily say it's religious. He says, as we heard in the tape, that he really believes that marriage needs to be between a man and a woman, and he just has not moved from that. He argues that civil unions provide all the benefits of marriage and that there's no need to go through this, what he thinks is a very controversial and divisive debate.
Thanks, Ross. Ross Sneed is a news editor for Vermont Public Radio. Now time for some news headlines from Mark Garrison.
Thank you, Femi. 21 minutes before the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.